because we think, I've got so much to work on. I've got so many things to conquer. I'm not ready to celebrate yet. But instead, God is saying, no, think about right now what you do have to celebrate. Celebrate those things.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast, where my friends and I talk about God's word and the real stuff of life, and we hold nothing back. I'm Ginger Stocky with Aaron Cluley, Jay, and of course, Joyce Meyer. We're all in different stages of life. A young career woman and mom to two sweet kiddos. An accomplished songwriter facing an unexpected new life's journey. A leader, creative, and author with a heart for adventure. And a world-renowned Bible teacher whose personal story has impacted millions. And there's you. Because sometimes you just need to talk about life with your girlfriends. So consider yourself one of us and let's talk it out.
Well, we are so grateful and thankful for all of you that have enjoyed watching Talk It Out. You're part of our team and we hope we're part of your family. And we talk about so many good things and so many different things and come at it from a lot of different angles. And I believe that a lot of you are really learning things that are helping you big time. Today, you get to be part of a huge celebration because today we are showing our 100th episode of Talk It Out. And so we hope that you will enjoy it, tell your friends about it, get everybody on board. It's good to have girlfriends to sit and talk with about things that are going on in our life that we don't know how to talk about just by ourselves. So we love you. Please join us. And we look forward to seeing you every time.
Thank you, Joyce. It's so exciting. It's our 100th episode. Yay! Little confetti.
Oh, try again.
Yeah, I'm sure that was really sad.
Little party atmosphere.
Now it's on my face.
We're going to talk about the fact that it is so important to celebrate. And yes, we have a lot to celebrate. And you, all of you who have been listening, who've been part of this whole conversation.
Yeah.
For over 3 years now.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
We're so grateful to you and celebrating what God has done. And we're really bringing it back around to the importance of celebration.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do today is we're going to give you a new tool in your arsenal because celebration is huge.
Yes.
It's just such a wonderful way to fight back against everything that the world and the enemy throws at you.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And we're so glad that you're with us. I want to tell both of you thank you so much. Honestly, I'm just so happy to do this with you guys. Love you guys. Thank you very much.
Love you too. Thank you.
It's very special to get to see God do stuff with your friends.
It is.
Yeah, it's not what we even expected it to be. Like, we were just like, let's just see, you know, what it would be like for us to just talk and talk about Joyce's teachings and just call Joyce. You remember? Like, we were just like,
we just
call her on the phone. And then she was like, wait a minute. Let me join you guys more. So it's just been fun to watch to see how it's all developed.
Yeah. So now it's like, you guys had one without me?
She likes to be here.
She likes to be here as much as she possibly can.
She doesn't want to be called anymore.
Well, no one wants to be left out. And when I came in, you guys came in, I was like, wait a minute, it's hat day. And no one told me. Came in these wonderful hats. You guys are both looking so good.
Well, thank you. So, I was just having a bad hair day.
So a friend, ran out and got this one for me.
You are a vision to behold.
Very stylish.
So it just really goes with the camo and the sneakers.
The celebration hat day.
It's your birthday hat.
I can't say anything serious to you, actually,
in the next
hour.
Say something serious, and I'll listen.
Like, I can't even think of it. Like, I went through this really hard time this one time, and I just can't. You have horns.
Yes. Get to the point. Point.
Okay, you did there.
I'll tell you, one of my favorite things about the podcast is the fact that we found a place. God has given us a place that we can all just so be ourselves.
Yeah.
We can be totally open and talk about all kinds of things, whether it's funny things and laughing or things that are hard and hurt. things that you often feel like you're alone, but yeah. this gives that platform where all of our friends together are realizing, hey, none of us are alone in this. Yeah. And we hear that from so many people.
Yeah.
Like I used to not have a friend group. I used to feel very alone.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful to God that He is creating this safe place for friends mm-hmm. to come together, to talk about His word, to listen, to think about what He's doing. And but we hear so many wonderful things like that.
I am so grateful for this group because we tackled this with really saying, okay, mm-hmm. people are going through stuff. I know I'm going through stuff. And yes, I still have faith, even if it's just the mustard seed. Like, I still have it. But I need to talk about this because sometimes I feel like I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. Am I the only one that feels like this? Am I the only one that feels insecure? Am I the only one that doesn't, right. you know, like certain things about myself? Am I the only one going through something in my life? Now, grant you, I do believe that God's going to take wherever I'm at and make it something beautiful. Mm-hmm. But right now it feels ugly. And so I have really been, especially with the things that I faced, you know, in my life, I'm super grateful that during that time and even through quarantine, you know, we were in our closets.
Like, yeah.
I got socks. That's right. We were in our closets, like, talking and doing videos of this. And that was such a great way for us to still connect during such a tough time. So yeah. I think it's super helpful in the Christian community, in the body of Christ, to have those outlets where you can be human.
Absolutely. It's cool to see and hear from actual women, like right there, like you're sitting wherever you are right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're at your computer or you're on your phone and you're at the gym or you're whatever you're doing. You're
not
driving.
At the same time, they're in this room with us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, we're talking together because we're just a community of women who need each other. Like, there's some amazing things we've heard. One of them, can I read one?
Yeah, go for
it. This is from TT on YouTube. She says,
hey, TT on YouTube.
Right?
I had to say hi to TT.
I like it.
Yeah. On YouTube.
Hey, TT.
Thank you so much for this beautiful, open, and honest conversation. I've not only learned how to communicate better with my husband, but I've also learned how to deal with not so lovable people in my life who are no longer in my life. Mm. I needed to forgive, and she'd been hurt. So yeah. that's something that I relate to.
Yeah.
I've experienced some of the things she's talking about. So, like, I'm not alone either, you know?
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
Yeah. I think there's also so much to be said about celebrating the things that God is doing, celebrating mm-hmm. our progress. And that's not natural for us. It's not easy for us sometimes because we think, I've got so much to work on. I've got so many things to conquer. I'm mm-hmm. not ready to celebrate yet. But instead, God is saying, no. Think about right now what you do have to celebrate. Celebrate those things.
Yeah.
So, we're having this party. We've got some cake and
and we have confetti.
And we have confetti. Woo!
Let me try again. And mine's pitiful.
Keep trying.
It was a sad throw.
Yeah, I know.
I tried.
It was,
okay.
You tried.
But anyway, just the fact that there is always something to celebrate because God is that kind of a God. In fact, Aaron has a really good plan that you're going to carry confetti all the time.
You haven't heard my plan yet.
No.
Okay, I must have developed it right before you walked in.
Okay.
I am going to get a fanny pack of sorts, like you carry dog treats.
I love a good fanny pack.
You do. You would appreciate this.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep confetti in there.
And just then, every day.
Yeah, every day. I'll strap up my confetti, like my belt of truth.
Uh-huh.
My belt of confetti.
So this is now part of the full armor of God.
Yes.
It's the fanny pack of confetti.
Yeah. That's so deep that like you could preach that message. But I will just, if I'm going to a room of people and we talk about something and I think someone said something great or I feel like I want to celebrate the moment, I'm just going to say, you know what? That was a really good idea.
Who's going to clean it up, though?
I'm going to get a Roomba.
And then just follow it everywhere you go. There's Aaron and Roomba.
The Roomba of cleanliness.
But how fun would that be if you just walk, like you just celebrate in a conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
Like that was really a great thing you just said. We should celebrate that moment.
Confetti, hello.
That was a really great thing you said.
Are you going to throw it at people like that?
Depends what they say.
It's like, I thought you were going to go up, but you're like going
down. If I don't like what you said, I'm going to throw it in your face.
Well, we're going to start today with Joyce talking about why this really matters.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. we're having a lot of fun here and we love you all so much, but this is not about celebrating us. This is about celebrating what God is doing in your life too and how important that is. So let's start with Joyce talking about why celebration matters.
And I really believe that God is showing me this. There is power in celebrating. It's powerful when we celebrate. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The devil doesn't want your stuff. He wants your joy. If he can take our joy, then he's got us right where he wants us. No wonder Jesus said, in the world there will be tribulation, there will be trouble, there will be distress, and his answer to the whole thing was cheer up. I like to put John 16:33 together with John 14:27, where Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. So if you want to give the enemy a big black eye, just calm down and cheer up, and you're a winner in life. Amen? You know, it takes a long time to get this, and I guess I'm old enough now that I've got it. And I can't tell you how many times, sometimes in a week, I just say, I am not getting upset about that. I just am not doing it. You know why? You finally find out it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything for you to be sad all day. It doesn't change anything for you to be mad all day. It doesn't change anything for you to be sour all day and have a bad attitude. It changes you, but it does not change your circumstance. But I can tell you what, there's power in joy, and there's power in being thankful when you're hurting, and there's power in celebrating little tiny victories in your life. Oh, I've already planned my celebration for Saturday when this is over. You know why? Because I'll be tired. You will have gotten out of me everything that I've got to give, and I will be tired. I know where I'm going to eat. I know what I'm going to eat when I get there. And people who know me are not surprised by that, but... And it's a place that has the best chocolate cake. Oh, and the most wonderful gelato. And yes, it's a restaurant that has pasta, lots of pasta. I'm not eating spinach on Saturday afternoon. And I'm going with some of my most favorite people. Celebrating can be anything from a huge party and a feast to just sitting down with somebody that you really enjoy. But do it as a focus. I'm doing this because I'm celebrating a victory that God has given me. And not only does it help you, but it gives honor to God. You know what one of our biggest problems are? We're constantly wanting God to do something else for us, and we don't bother to celebrate and be thankful for the things that he has already done.
That is so true.
So true.
That is absolutely true. And what she said about, we all know the verse, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
But if we take it much more seriously, I mean, you put those words together, joy and strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you realize that when you celebrate something, it stirs up your joy, it stirs up your gratitude, and you take the time purposefully to do it. It's like you were talking about with your fanny pack of confetti, right? You are arming yourself with that joy and that attitude of celebration.
Yeah.
Tell me what you guys have thought before about like an attitude of celebration. Have you ever even thought about that?
I mean, I've thought about it, right? But through this whole time of being with the podcast and on the podcast, I started this, and I've said this before, like, really, I thought I was in a great marriage. My family, we were in ministry. We were just about to launch. Well, we were just launching our new ministry that we had just started together. My music was doing great. My daughter was about to be in her almost last year of high school. Like, it was seeming like everything was lining up. And so
A
whole lot to celebrate. So I approached this really excited to talk about God's faithfulness of being a virgin until marriage and seeing how God, you know, has blessed us thus far and so excited and anticipating what the future would be. But then when I was hit with, you know, my ex-husband now, you know, having an affair and then serving me with divorce papers, it seemed almost impossible for me to find joy. Right. Especially because My ex had an affair with someone that was supposed to be my friend as well, a friend of almost 10 years. And so...
So there's double betrayal.
It was just layers and layers of betrayal. And so it was hard to find joy. And so to even conceptualize, even now I still struggle with certain days, of course, when I think about, you know, an anniversary or a birthday that we shared together or seeing my daughter even graduate together. It was awkward. Everything was weird. And seeing him get married again.
Yeah.
And that's a tip that I would love to help give someone. It's like when you're in that really, really tough time, try to find joy. Look for joy, because if you sit in the house and just scroll, there's news report after news report, your life, it's a lot of negative hitting us. You have to actually go find joy. So
that's great.
What's really interesting that you said, I think, is some of the hardest times for you to find joy and celebrate were when it was the times where you would celebrate in the past.
Yeah.
So like former hardest celebrations now have become the most painful times.
Trigger points.
Yeah, I think that there's something to that, because now you have to replace those really dark times with a new form of a celebration.
Seriously. Like even
so you can't just get rid of it.
Yeah, what Joyce was saying, like about like finding reasons to have joy, like those moments are trigger points. But I've had to replace things with new memories. Like our anniversary, I've had to like make new memories, like even like save up to go on a trip or go to the spa. Y'all know how I love that, you know, like do things intentionally that can kind of etch away the pain of what that, you know, so like Satan tries, which that's what Joyce was saying. Like Satan wants to rob us of our joy. He doesn't care about our stuff. He didn't care about my marriage. He didn't care about, I mean, he cared about what we were supposed to do together, but he didn't really care about us as a couple. Right. He went like, ooh, that's a cute couple. Let's destroy them.
No. He just wanted to stop what you were going to do in the spiritual world.
Exactly. He wanted to stop the force that we were supposed to do because that was God's plan for us to do things together in the kingdom. But he also wanted to just rob us of our joy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be sad. And so we have to.
That steals your strength.
Yeah.
100%. And so walking around with a fanny pack of confetti, I probably won't do that. I have a fanny pack.
That's okay.
But I love the concept. Do your own version. I'll have like a, they have an app that's like a bullhorn. Be like, bam, bam, bam. I'll just keep
I like it.
Okay.
We're going to be so fun to be in a room together.
People are going to love having us around.
One thing that I've learned, and it was one of the first things in when we started the podcast that I learned from you, was a J-Day.
Yes.
And I think
J-Days are the best.
They're the best. I would like to have them.
Everyone should
have a J-Day.
Yes.
But it is a form of celebration, and it's doing what you love the most. So for you, I mean, you can speak this for yourself, but like going to the spa and just taking a day to celebrate where you are and taking time for yourself. And I think that's so important. Like it's not because we did it once with you, we had a J day, and it wasn't because we had something big to celebrate. We just were together, and that was enough celebration for that day.
Enough. And sometimes you don't have to celebrate an accomplishment per se, even though I think celebrating something like 100 episodes is a great deal, but just celebrating that, man, I'm still alive.
Yeah. Yes.
Like Satan tried still to take here. Me out. He really tried to take me out. Like the thoughts that were going on in my mind, the fact that me and my daughter are in a great place, like I can take a day and just be like, you know what? Let's just go to the spa and relax, you know? Or let's just go eat cake, even though you're, you know, on a diet. Or maybe you've eaten healthy for a whole week and give yourself a treat. Like, you know, like it doesn't have to be a huge...
Yeah.
Like, I lost 50 pounds. It's like, I didn't eat fried chicken last night. So I'll eat fried chicken today.
Wait a second.
No.
But it is. It's about celebrating the progress, not the end result. So it's celebrating along the way. And I love what you guys were saying, that sometimes you have to reinvent celebration.
You do.
When a celebration is no longer celebratory, it no longer brings up joy, it brings up pain. Let that one go. Yeah. Find a new way, even if it's Christmas. Okay, Christmas is so hard for people who've lost someone they've loved. So we get to that point where we have to reinvent how we spend that day. Think about it differently. And there's still different things to celebrate. But I'll tell you, those changes are hard. Yeah. So if we don't purposefully decide, okay, you know, I'm going to celebrate what God has done, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to do it in a different way, so it's not always just evoking all these old memories, mm-hmm. that can really change something for people, I think, out there right now who are saying, celebrations are not fun for me.
Yeah. And, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think it part of that exercise is like, you have to search sometimes. Like, yeah. you have to hunt through, what is this new thing I'm going to celebrate?
Right.
And that requires you almost taking inventory. Where are the good things happening in my life? Because it's so easy to say, this is bad and this is bad and this is mm-hmm. awful and sad and all those things. There is zero good. But if instead I think, no, I need to replace that now traumatic situation with something good and celebratory, you have to like inventory your whole life yeah. and see,
even
oh,
if
there
it's
is good.
Like, I survived. I yeah. survived yes. that thing I yes. thought I could not.
Yeah.
And what it does too is it gives God the opportunity to work in new ways in
yeah,
our life.
Exactly.
It's just like praise. It's just, it's worship, and it's changing our focus from those dark things mm-hmm. to those things that are worth celebrating, as hard as they may be mm-hmm. to find. And so exactly what you're saying, Jay, is what Joyce is going to talk about next, is how sometimes we have to look back so that we can see how the past can teach us how to celebrate and give us reason. So let's see what she means by that.
David said, when he was facing Goliath and nobody was encouraging him, matter of fact, everybody was telling him, you can't do it. You're too little. You're not, you know, you're not, you're not, you're not. How many of you have noticed that people like to tell you what you're not? And it's just the enemy using them. He's just... It's amazing to me some of the dumb stuff that people can say. It's like, why did you say that to me? I don't need your discouragement. I don't need you to tell me what's wrong with me today. Can you just tell me something good? The devil tells me enough about what's wrong with me. I need other people to cheer me up. Amen? And a lot of times people want to give you their opinion about stuff. It's like, why do you even need to have an opinion? Nobody asked you for your opinion. I don't want your opinion. You know, amen. And so, but David said that, now listen, he encouraged himself in the Lord. He's facing Goliath, and he said, I remember the lion that I killed, and I remember the bear that I killed, and this Goliath, this giant, will be no different because God is on my side. So what I did when I would be hurting and I had to go to work and had to do something is, and you know, really, when you're like that, you want somebody to understand, but you know they don't. I mean, you know, really down deep, they just don't. And you can't blame them. They just don't. And so kind of when you're going through something really tough, how many of you feel like you're just kind of alone? It's just like you want somebody to get it, but you know they really don't. They do the best they can, but they really don't get it. So you kind of feel alone. And one of the things that I would do is I would remember other things that God has done for me. Something I have to celebrate is that 27 years ago, I had breast cancer and I had to have a breast removed. But for the last 27 years, every year when I go get a mammogram, I get back a report that says totally fine. That's worth celebrating. Amen.
That's such a great example.
It is.
Because yeah. that's one of those things that you can look at, and so many women, I'm sure, right now are in this very same situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I lost a part of myself.
Yeah.
I had to go through cancer. Mm-hmm. What is there to celebrate?
Right.
And yet what Joyce is saying is celebrate each good report that you get.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting good reports, celebrate the fact that you woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe there's something that you can see, a beautiful sunrise, something that God gives you.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that we don't make this too surfacey.
Yeah.
Just celebrate. Forget the bad things. We're not saying that.
Yeah.
We're not saying celebrate instead of feeling the pain. We have to feel the pain of the stuff we go through. But I think there's so much to be learned by what God is saying. Like even in James, from the very beginning, James chapter 1, count it all joy when you go through these tests and trials and terrible things.
Yeah.
One of my least liked verses in the Bible, because nobody wants that.
Yeah.
But when we change our mindset and we realize what those trials bring in our life, that it brings perseverance, that it brings strength, that it brings a better knowledge of who God really is and the fact that he's there all through it. Mm-hmm. Finding something to celebrate in that is powerful.
Yeah. I was reading something this morning about celebrating and some of the benefits of it. One of the things that I hadn't even thought about was that when you celebrate, it builds community. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm going through something, and I've experienced this, but I am going to celebrate your birthday or the fact maybe you got a new job or whatever it is, you bring people together to celebrate that thing, suddenly whatever I'm walking through doesn't feel quite so weighty, or I don't feel so alone. They may not understand, like Joyce just said, but I think that community aspect, even like us doing this on this show, to celebrate something together, there's power in that. Mm-hmm. And that's what God calls us to do, is to be there for each other. And so you can't, celebration builds some of that. Yeah. And it gives you hope.
You're right. Doing that together is huge.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
I have a comment from Carol Cooks from YouTube. And she said, I'm 36 and a breast cancer fighter since 2020. Mm-hmm. Keep fighting, girl. My mm-hmm. mom's in remission. She's been in remission for 15 years. So congratulations. Yeah. She said, you guys have been a godsend, a source of comfort, strength, and a reminder of God's love and support. You guys rock. Whenever I need a circle of support, positivity, girlfriends, and a reminder of God's greatness through it all, I turn to you guys. It's been a support, especially on days I feel like I don't have the strength to remember God's sovereignty on my own.
Wow.
And that's what you were saying about the community aspect of it all, is like, even there's a, you know, like people I know, a lot of us have been alone in this time. And so we've had to have that paradigm shift of not being able to always meet together and use technology. So thank God for tech. It has a lot of negatives, but it's also brought a lot of people together, whether it be from TV to podcast to YouTube to social media, whatever. But
that's such a good point. Something to celebrate. Like,
yes.
I feel my family lives in all different states. Mm-hmm. And that would be something that is like, I miss them. I feel alone. Mm-hmm. I would love to be closer to them. But instead of focusing on that, exactly what you're saying is celebrating the technology that we can FaceTime.
Yeah.
You know, that we can have this technology that connects us, and I can see their wonderful little faces, and they, you know, we're connected in that way that many years ago would not have happened.
Yeah, like even with one of my girlfriends that is going through cancer right now, thankfully, because of technology and us thinking out of the box, like, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before, like we would literally have Zoom parties during her sessions, during her chemo sessions. Mm-hmm. So we were able to bring her laptop into her room. Wow. And we were able to go to her appointments with her.
That's
and
like, awesome.
We would celebrate. We'd have,
love that.
You know, we'd have snacks. We'd play games. And even when she would start shivering because her fingers would be so cold, or her hand, like, and we'd just would stop and pray. And then we'd say a joke just to, you know, to like get her mind off of it. But like, those are the things that like you have to find.
Yeah.
You have to find reasons to, that wasn't, we wanted to cry.
Sure.
We've never seen our friends so frail and so, you know.
Yeah.
But instead of that, we were like, no, let's celebrate. We were
That's
all friends.
Great.
All of us were from different, she's in Texas, like we had friends in all parts of California, all around the world,
That's
even
amazing.
In the UK, like we all are like just able to be on those Zooms. So like, you gotta find it. It's not easy, especially in these times. It's the end, it's end days. Like, it's dark out here.
Yeah.
Like, life's hard, but we have to find it. And even if you have to find it alone, like, you got to look for it.
What that says to me, like, what I picture when you are saying that that's what you guys are doing. You've gone to do whatever you have to do to celebrate in the moment, to bring her joy. And that is, there's no greater kick in the face to the devil than, sure, fine, this is awful. This is cancer. This is terrible. Mm-hmm. But we're still going to find joy, and we're still going to fight back.
Yeah.
And it's not going to stop us. So that's amazing.
She was having to cut her hair off because she was losing her hair because of the chemo. And we brought wigs to one. We were like, girl, what about this one? We were able to like play games and like put on wigs and send links, and she'd laugh at them. You know, it's like, you just have to be creative. We've always had to be creative when it comes to like finding joy in tough times. But like now, it's even harder because we're so inundated with negativity.
Yeah.
It's like we have negative stuff going on in our own lives, but like you can't turn on the TV or turn on your phone without getting some type of negative news. So you have to like be intentional with celebrating the small things and finding fun whenever you can.
Yeah, I think that's so important. Sometimes just turn off the TV.
Yes.
Sometimes put your phone away. Yeah. Let it buzz. Just don't even look at it. Don't pick it up. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to have plenty of reasons not to be happy.
Sure.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there all the time. But like right now, with it being fall, it's just so beautiful outside. Mm-hmm. And even driving into work or something like that, just find those little moments when sun shines through some really bright red leaves and just say, God, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you for giving me that right now, this tiny moment, this little visual. It's not the big world thing.
Yep.
It's not everything that's happening in my life. It's this moment that I'm so grateful for and I want to celebrate. And I want to remember it, you know. I always try to like capture moments and hold on to them so that when the leaves are gone, you know, just like when things are hard in our life, I can look back, like Joyce was saying, I can look back like all of the Bible tells the children of Israel to do, right? Yeah. All of the festivals that they had were about celebrating what God has done in the past and trusting that he'll do those good things in the future. So when our current moment is not so bright, we can look back at the bright moments and we have those festivals where we celebrate what God has done, even if we're not seeing it happen right now.
One of my favorite things that Joyce talks about is that remembering back what God has done. And I think that the power in that is something we don't talk enough about.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've gotten older in my life, you know, I'm very wise.
Oh, yes.
You're the wisest.
You know, right. That's
thank
worth
you.
Confetti.
Thank you. Thank you. That was like a really large handful.
That was the only way I could
You're
get
so
it.
So wise.
That was the only way I could project.
Okay. But on that note, in my wisdom.
Paper cuts.
Yeah, it was in my eye, but it's fine. Even as recently, Mike and I have been, we've been trying to decide like a life thing, like moving even. And it felt confusing. Like, what do we do? And to be able to look back and remember how we've seen God speak to us in the past, that God is faithful and he has shown up when we've asked him questions before. And he's not always quick to answer you, but I have seen him respond when we have given a situation to him.
Yeah.
He will give you an answer. So I could look back while we're trying to talk now and remember God is faithful then, so he will show me now what to do. So there was a celebration almost in my, like internally, my heart in that moment, because I thought, now I can have some peace.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to worry because he's got it. So I think that remembering is so important.
Yeah.
It stirs up our faith.
It does.
Yeah.
I think remembering and also identifying like why we don't always celebrate certain things.
Hmm.
Like this is what I've been sitting here thinking, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, even us, like we've all had our own little like accomplishments and things like that, but we'd like to not water it down, but I don't know. Like it's a Christian thing, maybe. I don't know. Let's talk about it. I don't know.
No, I know what you.
Because like,
keep talking. I like this.
Okay, so
go there.
Okay, I know. For me, I love seeing my friends win. Right. I love you guys, and I love it. But sometimes when it comes to my stuff, even when y'all ask me about music or whatever, I'm like, you know, y'all tried to do that earlier. I was like, yeah, it's coming out. You know, but I don't like that. I think. Because one of my favorite parts of this podcast is being able to see you bloom. Because I remember you used to be like, I don't even know what to say. I'm nervous. Da, da, da. And now you're like, you're the producer of the show, right? Like, so you done gone with it.
You know? Just keep talking.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you're so wise. No, but you are, like, why don't we celebrate that stuff more?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to take time to celebrate you. I want to take time to celebrate you. One of my favorite parts was when you wrote your book.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge. I'm like,
it's huge.
Like,
you wrote a book.
But a lot of
thank you.
But I know for me, like, I don't necessarily want to, because I don't think people will be as excited as I am about certain things, or they might not understand why I do things. And I think a lot of people probably struggle with wanting to celebrate even birthdays or things like that because of fear of rejection or...
Fear of rejection is huge. Like, we were just sitting here before we started asking Jay, just tell us more about your new music. And she says, what part? You know, we're like, we just want to know everything. Uh-huh. Because...
I didn't know what to say. I was uncomfortable.
But celebrating for your friends is really important, too. It's not just about celebrating for huge accomplishments in your own life or even just what God has done, but celebrate for your friends because we can't always celebrate for ourselves.
Yeah.
And it stirs up all of our joy together. I think that's a brilliant point.
Yeah, I just think we need to take the time, like even with birthdays and things like that, maybe we don't have a soiree every time, but the fact that we made it another 365 days is something worth, like, you know, like I turned 41 in a little bit. So I'm like, it's just 41. Like, 40 was last year. That was the big bang, you know? But it's like, no, that big bang was supposed to take me out. Like, I went through a whole life pivot.
Yeah.
And the fact that I've made it to another year, that's something worth celebrating. Now, maybe I won't go all around the world like I did last time. But I'm saying, like, it's still worth celebrating. And your friends want. And I think we'd be surprised. Like, I think I was shocked. Not because I don't think you all love me. But I think I was like... shocked to hear, like, you guys just asked me about it. Like, I was just really shocked, you know? And so, like, you never know who wants to celebrate with you because you don't put it out there. So just throw it out there. Just say, hey, it's my birthday. And everybody might not show up. Maybe one person shows up and that'll be the one person. But it's okay to celebrate those birthdays too. Even the ones that you feel are insignificant, like 52, random, you know? But it's like, you made it another 365 days when. Yeah.
And what you were saying is that sometimes as Christians, we love to, I don't know if we think it's humble or because, you know, humility is hugely important, but humility isn't what we think it is. Mm-hmm. It's not saying, oh no, it's no big deal. Please look away from me. You know, it's.
Don't notice anything about me.
It really isn't that. It is humble to celebrate what God is doing in our life. It's not me saying I've survived another year. It's like God brought me through some really hard things, and I'm so grateful to Him. And yeah, I'm part of that because I could have said no. I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Stand right here.
Right. So I think you're right. As Christians, we tend to shy away from celebration.
Yeah.
That's a huge mistake.
And I think it's something to do. Go ahead. You have a fistful. I'm nervous.
We're celebrating you and your music.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. And a lot of times you said something.
Oh, that was sad. I need some ginger.
Thank you. I couldn't get it clear over there.
But you said something earlier about we tend to try to wait until the end.
Yeah.
And that's something I've had to learn through these past few years is and the end's not promised.
Yeah.
You know, like my end for my marriage was us retiring together and moving to California and having all this, you know, ministry stuff. Maybe I should have enjoyed some of the other accomplishments in that marriage. Like, we did a lot of great things, helped a lot of great people, but we were so busy doing the work of the Lord and doing the work of the ministry that we didn't even tend to a lot of the human sides of taking moments to celebrate, to say like, wow, like we did this. And so I remember like, we didn't even go on our honeymoon. Like that's tragic. Okay. Church people don't do that because I went to church. I was serving. So those are things that started our marriage off wrong. We didn't even take the time to really, and say like, we're married. It was like, we're married, back to work, ministry, you know? And it's like, that doesn't make God happy. Right. You know, that's something we need to slow down and not wait for the ending because we don't know when the end is.
Yeah.
We have to celebrate
it does
now.
Make God happy when we celebrate.
It does.
He wants to see us joyful and happy. And there's something really important spiritually that happens when we celebrate. So we're going to have Joyce tell us a little bit more about what God's word says about that, about it's not just all those things around us or our circumstances, but it's what's happening inside of us, the spiritual accomplishments that God is working in our lives that we need to celebrate. So let's see what she has to say about that.
I am not thinking about what I didn't get, what I had to go through that I didn't want to go through. Let me tell you something. Victory is in your attitude. It's not in having perfect circumstances. Come on. Victory is in your attitude. Because I can't promise you that you're, I can't promise you that you'll go home next week and not have a problem. I don't know. You might. But I can tell you, we need to be like Paul. He said, I am determined. My determined purpose, Philippians 3:10, is to know him and the power of his resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead, even while I'm in the body. So he said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not looking for a life with no problems, but I'm living above it. There's a place in Christ where I can live above it. And you know what? I believe that a lot of that has to do with focusing more on what God has done for us spiritually and letting that soak into your attitude so you're not so concerned about everything in your daily life that's going wrong. Listen, even if you live to be 100, which I'm not even sure now that I would want to. I used to think maybe I'd like to be 100, but I don't know. I'm like, yeah, things are getting pretty messed up here, but, you know. But the thing is even if we all live to be 100, that's like one half of one grain of sand from all the beaches in the whole world and all the whole ocean floor full of sand. That is nothing compared to eternity. That's nothing compared to how long we're going to live in God's presence. And you know what? We talk about heaven sometimes, not enough. We talk about it sometimes, but I honestly really believe if we really believe it's going to be as good as the Bible says it is, because if we did, I don't know how very much could keep us down for very long. No more sorrow, no more crying, no more tears. Streets made of gold, a sea full of crystal, one gate, 12, 15 feet high, made out of one pearl, living in his presence, perfect love, perfect peace. I mean, and a mansion. And I have told Jesus, I want my mansion decorated really, I mean, blinged out.
That's something to celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big blingy mansion in heaven.
And the pearl, the gate, one pearl.
It's so big.
That's so big.
It's
I was trying
not
to visualize
like,
that.
It only had one pearl. That's like, wow, that's kind of lame. No.
Like yes, the pearl that looks like a moon.
Right, this pearl is so big that it is a gate. Like, that's incredible.
Yes, it's one big pearl.
Yeah. I think if we really look at this point of celebration, and I hope people are kind of getting this as we're talking about it, that we aren't just celebrating a fact that it's been 100 episodes. Mm-hmm. We're celebrating the fact that God has done so much in our lives through these years.
Yeah.
He really has. And Jay, you've talked so much about what you've been through and you've helped other people get through really hard times. And I was just in the restroom earlier today. Why is that? I don't know why I brought that up. Well, two reasons. But there was a woman in there and she was just talking about Aaron and what a joy Aaron has been on the podcast to her and what an encouragement you've been and how she always has to keep Kleenexes there with her because you just really touch her heart.
That's so nice.
I know. And so I see God working in wonderful ways. I was in the restroom because I wore a jumpsuit today.
Oh
so
my, we know what that
we
means.
We talked about this. So I have to make regular appointments to just be in the ladies' room at least 20 minutes before I think I need to because that's how it works. You have to be proactive.
You know, I actually told someone today they were looking for you, just on a side note. They were looking for you, and I said, she's not here. If you need to find her today, check the bathroom, because I know she's got a built-in brakes because of her outfit. So you might find her there.
You don't want to waste time and be sorry. You want to celebrate the fact that you had a successful...
You didn't pee your pants?
You know what? Okay, while we're just on this potty talk, let me tell you this. This is so bizarre, but this is just honesty. This is as deep down honest as it gets.
That's what we're here for.
You guys know my dad had colon rectal cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful every day that I have with him because he is just a walking miracle that he's still here with us.
Also, through that experience, every time I go to the bathroom, I'm grateful. Yes. It is like, God, thank you that things are working.
Absolutely.
Thank you for health.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you for, you know, a colon that's doing the job.
Yeah. I mean, those matter. Those are the things that we're pulling back just to say, like, finding those things where you can be grateful for.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's something that we're kind of laughing about, but it's so serious.
It is.
Like when you've seen a loved one go through something really hard, or maybe we've gone through something really hard, and the fact that we're not necessarily going through that right now, that's something to celebrate.
So I think as we're ending, I would love to talk about flipping those things that are so painful into what we can celebrate. Mm-hmm. Like I think about how we are concerned about our children. We all can worry about our children, and there are always things in their lives that we're praying about and feel heavy. And I try so often to flip that and to celebrate what God is doing, what I see in them and what God will do in them if it's not something that I'm seeing right now. And to turn worry into a celebration is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I've seen that with my daughter. 100%.
Yeah. Like
when we have our tough times and when you're in it, like when you're in the trial, when you're in that moment where you're worried about your kid or you're worried about your relationship with your kid or you're worried about their mental health or anything like that, it's hard to find those things to celebrate. But I stayed consistent with, and this isn't a pat on my back, so it's not easy, but I would always text her and like, you know, say something nice to her or tell her I love her. And just, even if I was worried, I didn't put that on her, but just seeing things, and I know we'll go through, you know, hills and valleys, but like right now, seeing that even though we were in a tough spot just a little bit ago, like seeing her full circle now in college and, you know, getting A's and B's and pursuing her dreams.
That's
and
so
it's
great.
It's exciting to see, you know, but it also is one of those times where I'm writing it down.
So you can remember it.
So I can remember it. If there are times where I'm worried again, I'm like, God, you came through that time. I know you're going to do it again. So shifting that perspective is always helpful.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Anything you think, Erin? What's been important for you with celebration?
I think, thinking back over the past few years, I think one thing that I have really learned to celebrate is progress. So, like, we've talked about a lot of hard things. And like you said, we didn't know when we signed up to do this that we would walk through some of the hardest years of all of our lives. And I believe you started it off for all of us. So thank you.
You're welcome.
You are a fearless leader.
You pioneer you.
But you kicked it off for us.
Happy
to
help.
Right in the tush.
Appreciate it.
It goes right in the tush.
Love you. But so we, like, all these hard things, and we're figuring out more about ourselves. And no, I still have habits that aren't great. I still pick up my phone when I shouldn't. And I said 3 years ago I wasn't going to do that. But what I've seen is I'm recognizing things that I've never recognized before. Mm. And I'm growing as a person. I'm learning more about who I am and that confidence that comes only in Christ that I thought I had. But as I learn more and I walk through hard things, I am progressing more towards what God has for me. So I'm not at the end, but I can look back and see I've made some really great progress, and that's worth celebrating today.
Yeah.
My marriage is not where it was, and I'm celebrating that today. So to me, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about the journey. It's just about... Yeah. I keep thinking about that end. What is the end? Like, what is the end? The end is the end. Yeah. So then we can't celebrate it in the end because we don't. You know? So, like, why do we stop?
We got to start celebrating now.
Celebrating now because I probably won't be there at the end because it'll be the end.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's deep, but that's true.
But I'm just saying, like,
that's really deep.
We really have to, like, find...
It's like wherever you go, there you are.
There you are. Wherever you are, you are. And wherever you'll be, you'll be.
Yeah.
But in the end, you won't be.
You won't be, so you can't celebrate that.
You'll be having a big party in heaven.
In heaven with the big pearl.
You don't want to waste the party time now.
I'm just saying, like, we don't know. We know right now is there's a gate with a pearl, and hopefully Joyce's mansion is going to be blinged out. You know, we have something to look forward to in eternity. But while we're on earth, we have to find, like, I just am sticking with that. Like, I have been a firm believer of going through your journey. Like, I am big on going through my journey when I'm not feeling good. That's why I glean to like the Psalms of David talking about his real situations, mm-hmm. his real life. God, where are you? I feel like you've forsaken me. Mm-hmm. But then before that chapter, before that complete body of work is done, he's still saying, but God, I trust you. I love you. And I rejoice in blah, 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 all the good celebration stuff. So I'm saying go through your journey and don't spiritually bypass where you're faking when you're not, you know, like if you're not okay, say you're not okay. Yeah. But at some point, find a way to pivot. Like, I think that is super important with the journey.
So many days we feel alone.
Yeah.
So find those things. And it's so scriptural. And like you were saying, dig into the Word of God, because there is so much to celebrate in there about how much He loves us, how He created us for good, the good plan He has for us. Mm-hmm. So if you can't find anything to celebrate, that's a really good place to start is dig into His Word and find those things that are truth about yourself. So we also, we're so grateful for all of you. We cannot have this celebration without telling all of you friends, and you are friends to us, how much we appreciate you, how much we love you, how much we are so grateful that you've been a part of this, like 10 million plus interactions over the years that we've been doing this podcast. So we're so grateful for you. Thank you. We do have a free resource for you. If you want to dig more into the Bible and see what it says about this, it's called The Small Adjustment That Makes a Big Difference. So you can get this absolutely free. It's a free audio download. Go to joycemeyer.org/talkitout. And maybe you're kind of new to the podcast. Welcome. You can go there also and check up all of our old podcasts, kind of get caught up so you know everything that's been happening in all of our lives that we've been studying the Word of God together. And we love to see how you grow through all of it too. So subscribe, send us some notes, let us know. We love to read your comments. It's great to hear from you. And we have to be so grateful to God for what He has done through all of this. Yes, so grateful. So. We will see you all next time. And we love you. Wait a minute. Bye. Confetti. Okay. Bye.
JoyceMeyer.org/talkitout is a wonderful place. Go there for today's resource to check out all of the episodes and to get to know us a little better. Please don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen or watch Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast, and let us know what you're thinking. Your voice is important to us.